Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To it. Same.
All these years later, I knew every word to it.
I can vividly remember being mad at my parents for not letting me watch that movie, Dangerous Minds.
You couldn't watch Dangerous Minds?
No, it was 1995, so I was like 7 or 8. Yeah, and they wouldn't let me watch it, and because it's rated R. And yeah, I remember because you watch the music video and Coolio's rapping to Michelle Pfeiffer. And I'm like, I want to see this movie. What's this movie about?
I want to watch Coolio. Rap to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, but and he went in the movie, but they wouldn't let me watch Dangerous Minds.
Well, shame on your parents for that.
I know. Come on, Mom and Dad.
I'm sure they had good intentions.
Yeah, they did.
But they should have let you watch Dangerous Minds.
Yeah. I don't think it was, like, critically acclaimed.
He won a Grammy for that song.
Yep.
It's a big song.
It was a big song.
It was a big deal in the 90s.
Yeah, Fantastic Voyage. He did a theme song for Kenan and Kel. Like, he was so huge in the 90s, man.
You know, he was a firefighter.
Coolio was a firefighter?
Coolio was a firefighter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was, he's from Compton. Proud city that has produced countless rappers, most recently on the top shelf, Kendrick Lamar, who will be performing on Saturday Night Live this weekend. He was a firefighter. He had to get out of the streets of Compton, so he went to be a firefighter. And then his career took off in the late 80s. And then, of course, Fantastic Voyage and Gangster's Paradise like took him to another deal. Played his last concert last week with Vanilla Ice.
I'm sure it's like a 90s throwback kind of thing. So, yeah.
And then he was in Los Angeles yesterday, went to a friend's house, went to the bathroom. This is the report. And like was in there a long time. The friend was finally like, yo, Coolio.
What's up?
You okay? Yeah. And got no response. Guy just says, okay, something's not right, enters it, and sees him laying there. They tried to revive him for 45 minutes unsuccessfully.
Sad.
It is sad. Coolio, gone too soon. Jeff Calkins, up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero. Security deposit, Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 10-1-2022, dealers.com.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then, wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Attention Kroger shoppers. We need to stay up to date with all our vaccines. Good thing there's a pharmacy right in our stores where licensed pharmacists have given more than 11 million COVID-19 vaccines. Protect yourself and your family against the seasonal flu at Kroger Health. The vaccine will help reduce your risk. Make an appointment online today. Walk-ins welcome. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
This is Loyalty Lab Interview 6, subject Grandmother's Loyalty. Margie, what do you do when your grandson misbehaves?
Angels don't misbehave.
Here we study the most loyal, like you and... Oh, there goes the lamp.
Shouldn't have put it there.
Shell and the Fuel Rewards Program has our members' backs, too. It's super easy to save on every gallon. Loyal, just like how you acted like that wasn't his fault.
Someone should clean that up before he gets hurt.
Yes! Loyal, just like that.
10 years of FR.com. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center. In-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown, near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects, just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic now to qualify. 901-672-2000.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive, just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or Kia Mount Moriah.com. 650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738 6423, MSRP 25325. Sportage P709 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's ZAPIER.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. We kind of had a little disaster there averted. Nothing like the Florida disasters going on. But what happened there? So I'm, people don't know, I was sitting in my car because I went to get away from my dogs. And Bennett texted me and said, I think your phone's turned off. Well, my phone wasn't turned off. It was in my hand. And I saw the text. So then but it was going straight to voicemail. And then I tried to call him, and I kept saying, call failed. So then I said, well, I'm in my car. I'll just drive to the studio. I'm 5 minutes away. But as I was driving, I did the old, let's turn the phone on and off and see if that works.
Right.
And it did. And now I'm talking to you. Analyze what happened there from a technological
perspective. It's funny that you say that, because the same thing literally happened to me this past weekend. I was trying to make phone calls, and it would just keep doing call failed. This was during that storm, and I, And then I'd like just turn my phone
off. Did you
off
try the old turn on
and it worked?
Turn it on,
and
off
it worked.
Thing.
I don't know what the deal is, but no, it's everything's
Nothing's
working good. Not
reliable
now.
These days. Anyway, I'm here, GP. What were you gonna ask me?
I don't know. I'm just glad to have you. Honestly,
yep.
I saw two nice clips just while I was waiting for you scrolling. One was of an Australian, did you see this one, of the Australian news guy? They're doing a live shot from Sunrise, Melbourne or something, from Australia, whatever. And the guy's talking, and all of a sudden, the camera is down on the ground. So all you see now is the reporter's feet as he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameraman goes running into the water to save somebody. To help them, like you, so you see this. Hey, it's not actually save someone. These people were lugging some stuff, and so he went running into the water, and it was great. It was great. It was, you know, it was great TV because you see the guy going to help these people and whatever else. Is that professional, though?
No, I don't think so. Like, I think if you see somebody in desperate need of help, then absolutely leave your live shot and go help them. But, like, you can't just be doing a live shot. Imagine if I'm doing a live shot. I'm just like.
They were doing a live shot. They put the camera down, and someone was wading through the water with belongings, and they went out and was struggling with their belongings. And he made, like, three different trips to help them with their belongings. But it was great TV. In the end, it was great TV. Like, I think I'd be talking about Good Morning Melbourne otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's not the proper way to handle that. It might have made for a nice moment.
Separately, there was an Orlando guy, a Florida person, television person, who much more heroic, because they were truly in peril, who went and saved the nurse out of her car. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so I mean, he runs through the car.
Where do you see these videos?
Where do you see anything? I don't even know. The one I saw because Fishman sent it to me, and it's on a New York Times blog, the Australian one. The other one I think I just saw on Twitter. Yeah, I did. I was just scrolling on Twitter, and it said, shout out or so-and-so for the win, so-and-so at something TV for the win. And then they interviewed the guy about what was going through his head as he was saving this woman. The water was up to his chest as he was rescuing a woman out of her car. And he talked about, I did do an analysis, you know. He said, you know, we've been telling people snakes, alligators, hadn't occurred to me that you'd this situation, you know, that you're there in Naples, an alligator would be going down Main Street, but I guess that makes sense. And then electrical issues and everything else. And he said, but she's just screaming from her car, and she was. And also a larger lady. Mm. And she climbed on his back into safety. That was true heroism. That one was true heroism. The other one was...
Would you let a large woman climb on your back like that?
Maybe. The other one was maybe Duggarism. Hey, watch this. Hold this. Save these people's boxes. I think I'd make, depends how large, like Lizzo? No, I don't think I could transport Lizzo.
You would not let Lizzo get on your back.
I don't think I could. Let's see, if Lizzo was screaming in a car and needed to climb on my back in order to get to safety, I think we'd both die. So I think Lizzo, you know.
Jeff would let Lizzo die.
I think I'd bring her a flute or something if she needed one. Like, if she needed that, like, she's been playing a flute that was owned by James Monroe or something.
Saw that.
That was cool. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did see that one.
But, so, no, I don't think Roseanne, Lizzo, any of them. I don't think I could. Any of the larger women who spring to mind. Or what's Roseanne's husband's name? I couldn't carry him to safety. John Goodman would also die.
John Goodman lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, John Goodman looks great now.
Yeah, he's skinny now.
I think either the fielders, like Cecil Fielder or Junior, either one. I don't think I could transport either one of them to safety.
If you want to get on Jeff Calkins' back, you better be Emily Ratajkowski, not Lizzo.
I'd try 150 pounds, you know, 60 maybe. But after that, I think it's beyond my, I think I'll go save a thinner person, you know. I think at that point I'll go find someone.
Yeah, the thinner person probably has better cholesterol anyway, you know.
Probably going to live anyway. They're going to live longer anyway. So if you're making a plus minus, you know, sort of pros and cons list. Let's save the person who has more life expectancy ahead of them, you know?
What about fat kids? Were you willing to save a fat kid?
Because they tend to be shorter, so even though they look fat, they're not as heavy, you know?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Like a fat third grader is not as fat as Cecil Fielder.
I think that's true. What about a fat eighth grader could be, though? Fat eighth grader could give you problems.
Eighth, ninth grader, you get up there where you're like, you know, like I have to go save someone from an elementary school class rather than a, you know. I do think it's an interesting question. Do you make a, you know, you make a cost benefit? The alligators wouldn't, that wouldn't have occurred to me. The alligators would not have stopped me from going in to rescue this woman. Her ample size might have. But no, I couldn't see how big she was anyway. I would have given it a try. I would have given it the old college try. I might have said, hang on while I pull you.
Hold on.
Maybe stay off the back. Maybe stay off the back and just hang on while I lug you.
Hang on while I find a fat man to help you, maybe.
No, a stronger man. It would just be a younger man. A younger man, Gary. It's really about being a younger man.
Man.
Do you think you could save Lizzo?
No, I could not save Lizzo. What are you talking about? No. I can't save Lizzo.
And by the way, she is the most famous large woman in America now, but that's by design, right? It's to her credit.
It's to her credit.
Yeah, and she celebrates being large, right, and looking spectacular, as she is large, even though it contains its own biases in the word even though. So I'm gonna retract that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be quiet and let you keep talking yourself into this.
And beautiful, she's large and beautiful.
Yeah.
It's part of her whole persona. Who are the most famous people in America?
Yeah, I think your phone's going out at a perfect time.
Perfect. Wonderful.
You probably should have gone out about four minutes
failed.
Ago.
Call failed.
Yeah. Never did you need a call failed situation more.
More than I need this call failed. Exactly right. Call failed. Ah, damn.
Who's the most famous?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Who's the most famous heavy man in America? Who is the most famous heavy man in America?
Let's do a quick Google
Zion?
Search.
Zion.
No. He's looking better.
Is George Foreman still a heavy man? He's a heavy man, right?
I don't know. I ain't seen George Foreman in forever. I wouldn't even know. Okay. I think it's Zion. It's Zion and Lizzo.
No, how about Charles Barkley?
Yes, that's a good one. Charles Barkley.
I mean, Shaq is really probably larger than Charles Barkley, but he's not as well, he's known for being fat as Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley gets called fat.
I couldn't save Charles Barkley either, to be fair, you know?
Man, you know what would be a nightmare situation is Charles Barkley and Lizzo.
caught in a hurricane.
And
screaming for help. And you know, by the way, okay, let's posit this. You know it's Charles Barkley and Lizzo. So there, you know, you would be famous if you can save those two from a car that's swamped in a hurricane. All right? So just in terms of your own, this isn't two random large people. It's Charles Barkley and Lizzo in a car.
Right.
You know it probably is.
Mm.
It's probably Trump.
Donald Trump. He does get called big all the time. People do make fun of him.
Yeah.
Chris Christie.
He would not want to be included as part of this discussion.
Yeah.
Though.
Chris Christie.
Yep. Yeah, anyway, so you know it's those two in the car. I think I'd have to make an effort, you know. It's Charles Barkley, man, you know.
I know, but like
What do you say? Hey, gone fishing, Charles? What do you say?
I think I look at this practically. Like, I think you do, there are certain people that I can make the analysis that I am actually risking my life by trying to save this other person. But I'm going to do it anyway. I might not make it out of here, but I'm going to do it anyway because I have no choice. And that's like your wife, your kids. The list is pretty
clearly they're in that category. But does fame help someone to get into that category? If it's just if it's just your average nondescript, not famous human being versus a famous large person.
If you told me Lizzo and Charles Barkley are in that car, it's flooding. You can go try to save them, but it's a 50-50
deal. You'd do more for them than you would for Joe and Susan?
Yeah, I guess, but I would stop short of it still. I'd be more likely to try to save Lizzo and Charles Barkley than just some random, but I don't think I would try to save, because if you told me, you said, hey, listen, it's about a 50-50 proposition. Like, you might save them, or you might die. 50-50. I'm not going 50-50 to try to save Lizzo and Charles Barkley. I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna live to see another day. They should have got out of that stupid car. It's not on me.
You're gonna want to do enough so it looks like you're really doing the best you can, right?
Yeah, I'm just pointing Yale a lot.
Yeah. Hey, it's Lizzo and Charles Barkley. Anybody? 911.
And then I'd be like, Lizzo, I'm coming.
Let me get a board. I'll extend a board. Let me see if I can, you know, put a stick out there.
I'd be like, Lizzo, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lizzo. But then I would never actually go. I'd just yell that over and over again. You know, I would just keep saying, I'm on my way, Lizzo. But then I would never actually move. I just keep saying that over and over again. And so it would give the audio appearance that I was trying to help.
You're doing the best you can.
I'm doing the best I can.
Maybe you wade in a couple times up to your chest.
Yeah.
That's,
Like I'll dip my head in the water, you know, just make it look like I got wet all over. I dip my head down. I'd be like, "I'm coming, Lizzo. I'm coming, help." And then
anyway, these are true heroes. You've turned I was trying to celebrate two true heroes in the midst of this crisis, and you've turned this entire thing into a farce.
Yeah, I'm not a hero. I don't think I'm built to be a hero.
Right.
Like we went and had lunch at Lou's school the other day. And
that's pretty heroic, really, GP. That
was heroic.
Don't sell yourself short.
It was heroic. Yeah. And I said, it's wild that these things even pop into your head, but I was like, what if a school shooting happened right now? What would I do?
Gosh.
This is what popped into my head as I was eating lunch at my kid's school. Like, what if a school shooting happened right now? What would I do? And if I'm being completely honest, I don't have any idea what I would do. Like, would I be the adult in the room who tried to go take down a gunman? Like, probably not.
No, I'd try to get the kids hidden somewhere, you know? Let's get in the closet, everybody, you know?
Calkins would cover himself in kids.
No, I would not cover it. That's the worst thing you've ever, of all the things you've ever said about me, would I lie on top of kids? Yes, I would. I have no doubt I would.
This is where, you know what?
I would lie on top of kids to save, I have no doubt about that.
This is where you actually need
Whether
Charles Barkley
my
and Lizzo.
Kids or someone else's kids. We can joke all you want. If the school shooter came in, I would use my body to cover kids. 100%. And I think most people would. And it's pathetic that we're having this conversation. It's not like a pathetic commentary on the radio show, which is its own issue. It's a pathetic commentary on America, that we are literally, that's what you thought. But I do think most people would, and I'm pretty confident I would, even if they weren't my kids, shield kids.
Okay, nightmare situation, Lizzo and Charles Barkley in a car in a flood. Dream situation, Lizzo and Charles Barkley in the cafeteria with you. You just hide behind them.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I would, Charles and I think we could take down the, Charles, me and Lizzo could take down the shooter.
What if Calkins, Charles Barkley, and Lizzo took down a school shooter? Wouldn't that be a great story?
It would be so good. It would be such a good story.
I would get to you at, like, probably
Lizzo,
before
Charles
5
Barkley
o'clock.
And Memphis. Lizzo, Charles Barkley, and Memphis man take down shooter. Right.
Lizzo, Charles Barkley, and Memphis Flyer winner Jeff Calkins take down
best of Memphis winner
Jeff Calkins take down.
Really, best of Memphis legend. Let's call it
best of Memphis legend.
Yeah,
we got second.
I'm right
place.
Up there with Huey's at this point. You know?
They've screwed that up over there at the Memphis Flyer.
We got second place.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. First off, nobody celebrates second place. Not me.
I almost posted it on Instagram.
I've been to the mountaintop, Bennett.
Right. Exactly.
I'm glad I didn't post. I almost posted on Instagram.
No, you know what? You know what we really got? We got first place among sports talk shows. But they don't have
they didn't have a sports talk show.
They used to.
They took it away.
They took it away.
I was looking for the category.
They used to have a sports talk show, and we'd win it. And now they don't have it anymore.
They had a sports talk host, and they had whatever. They also, I'll be honest, I don't want to be picky here, but so I won in two categories. Course, and the blurb was the same for both. And the blurb said this: listen, I don't want to be an ungrateful winner, and I will tell you that the best of Memphis, the Flyers' best of Memphis contest is easily the best one of the city. It's been around for decades. I went to the party last night. It was a great party. Liked the people at the Flyer, but my blurb said, hey. If you like small talk, you better know what Jeff writes about, because he writes about all the sports teams and he's good for small talk. I'm like, that's it? I'm a small talker?
What does that even mean?
That's it? Like, that's what I'm getting credit for. I didn't see the word legend appear in the blurb at all. I didn't say, you know, nothing. It just said institution. There wasn't that word. It was just small talker, Jeff Calkin.
I don't even know what that means.
Kind of hurtful, really. Well, it means, like, sports talk is small talk, and that, you know, if you need to, hey, the Tigers are playing this weekend, that you got to read Jeff Calkins to keep up on all the things that you'll drop in as small talk, as if my column is all about small talk.
I think they insulted you.
I think it was an insult. But I did not turn down the award. Of course, there was no physical award. I ate the free food from the food trucks, and I had a nice time at the party. And I appreciate being the Best of Memphis winner because when Charles, Lizzo, and I take down the shooter, it's going to say Lizzo, Charles, and Best of Memphis winner and small talker take down shooter.
That's kind of a wordy headline, but we'll figure it out. It's kind of a lot of words for a headline, but
I wouldn't even make the headline. It would be Charles and Lizzo take whatever, also in the along with them on for the ride was and they'd spell it JeffCaulkins.
Lizzo, Charles Barkley, and the columnist Penny Hardaway cussed out.
Right, exactly.
Stalled a school shooter. That's a great story. No, the fight.
It looks bad. Have you been to that part of Florida that's been so badly hit, the Naples and the Sanibel Island and that?
I don't think I've ever actually been there. These places I'm seeing on TV right now, I don't think I've been to those places. No.
Yeah, no, nor have I. But it looks brutal. Looks
just
awful.
Just gone. Like saw a house floating down the street.
I saw a house floating down the street. Yes.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine your house just floating down the street?
The roof, you see the roof, and it was the roof of the house. It wasn't a whole house. It was just the roof of the house from the part I saw, like bobbing by. Yes, that was nuts. That's rough.
A lot going on.
What?
A lot going on in the world.
Well, and very clearly it does. We were speculating about this yesterday without any information, which is what we do.
That's what we do.
But there have been something like 40 Category 4 or 5 hurricanes, since 2005 or something in the Atlantic, and that was roughly, a half century. I don't have the numbers, but it is 100% true that because the water's warmer and the air is warmer, that's the reason. According to the story that I read, those are sort of fuel for a hurricane.
Well, and
that's why we are having more, many, many, many more Atlantic hurricanes than we used to have.
Does there, and I'm asking this from a serious place, does there become a point in time where it's just not reasonable to rebuild these areas because they're just going to get destroyed again at some point?
Well, that's what you saw in New Orleans, right? I mean, that's the most obvious where you really do think, what are we doing here? I think they've largely rebuilt New Orleans. Now, hopefully they rebuilt it smarter and they have better levees and whatever else. But there's also going to be a huge insurance issue there. Like, you're not going to be able to get that. That's really what partly will define this, is if you cannot get flood insurance or cannot get insurance for the home you build, why are you building a home that you know will be destroyed? And so I think that will be the driver of a lot of these decisions. And there's no question that climate will remake where we live, both in the micro sense, like I don't want to live on this plot of land because it's going to be disappear into the ocean, and also on the macro sense, I don't want to live in this part of the country because it's going to be unsustainable. I think that there is no question. People are both within countries, but also, the history of humanity involves incredible migrations, right, from one part of the world to another part of the world, et cetera. And I was listening to an NPR show on this recently, that there is going to be a new migration of people away from certain areas and to other areas because of climate change. It's just inevitable. Yes, that will happen. Now, whether that'll happen, whether it'll ever, I don't think it'll ever impact where you, Gary Parrish, live, right? I don't imagine that will ever impact where you, Gary Parrish, live. But over the next 50 years, it will absolutely impact, where lots of humans live, unquestionably.
And it'll impact sports as well. Dan Wolkin wrote a column about this at some point in recent months, and nobody wanted to hear it because, nobody wants to hear it. But he said, as everybody's talking about the future of college athletics, one of the things you're going to have to realize is that climate change is going to play a role in it. He suggested that there will come a time when, at the University of Mississippi, you will need a football stadium with a retractable roof because it will be too hot to be playing football outside in early September.
Well, what if you just play the games at night?
Maybe you just play the games at night.
I do think that.
You got television windows. Like, television don't want to, you just wait, have night games.
No, that's true. That's an interesting point. But, I do think, as we talked about the University of Memphis attendance last Saturday, and we saw Lane Kiffin complaining about the Ole Miss attendance, both of those games were afternoon games in sweltering heat. And part of what people are deciding is, I don't need to sit there in that kind of heat. This Saturday, it's going to be supposedly beautiful. So hopefully it'll be, and I'll be there. It should be a nice snap in the air, and hopefully it'll be a good scene.
It's beautiful outside today. I went and played golf early this morning, and I was cold. Like, we teed off at 8:30, and I was cold out there. I was cold for most of the round.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
it's
gorgeous. The Lane Kiffin thing was interesting. I haven't really talked about it. He was bemoaning the idea that people just rather be in the Grove than in the stadium. But, like, it's more fun in the Grove than it is the stadium, particularly when the game's not that interesting. Like we were, I think, going down to an Ole Miss game, maybe in a few weeks. And, like, I actually made the comment, I don't even want to go to the game. I'll just go hang out in the Grove. I don't care about going into the stadium. You sit in the Grove with a nice setup and just watch it on TV. Like, I prefer, it's a weird dynamic they have in Oxford, because the Grove is so awesome. You really probably will have more fun just not even going to the game.
That is absolutely true. And I have always contended that the best part of college football isn't college football. Even more than college basketball, it's about getting people together, whether it's friends you had in college or whether it's generations of families or whatever else. It's the best part of college football is all of that. And then at the places where that is its absolute best, and the Grove is one of those, it's even better. So when you're deciding, do I want to go see him play a schlock team, or do I want to stay in the Grove? That's an easy decision. An easy decision. You stay in the Grove as long as you can. It does become different. I think there will be many, 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 many more people in the stands this weekend when they're playing Kentucky, because it matters. It will really matter. You can do the Grove and you can do Kentucky. But it's an argument for not scheduling schlock games is what it is. The truth of the matter is, he was pointing the finger at Ole Miss fans, and he should have been pointing finger at the administration or whoever it was who scheduled those games, because it was just a commentary on who they were playing. That's all. It was just a commentary on how great the Grove is and who they were playing.
Well, I might be in the minority here. I suspect I probably am. But, like, one of the most famous Ole Miss games in recent history.
Right, Alabama.
I went to that. And how about this? Had tickets on, like, the 45-yard line. And we went down there early. It was that 2:30 kick. Probably got down there around, noon or something. And didn't even walk into the stadium until the end of the first quarter. And at halftime, you know what I said to my buddy who I was with?
Had enough. Let's go back to the Grove.
Let's go back to our setup.
I was at that game. There were a lot of people in the stands.
Oh, I know. But I was like, okay, we watched one quarter of football in these stands. I was having more fun out of the Grove. I was having more fun back at our setup.
People, you have it on the TV in the Grove. So I get that too. But a lot of people, a lot of people make a different calculation when it is a game that means something.
At this point, I've just been to so many games. I was like, I don't need to be in here to say I was here. I don't care. Like, I'm basing every decision I'm about to make on what is the most enjoyable thing for me to do right now.
What's interesting is that though, if you cared about, really cared about the action, you would be different. If it were a Mets game,
that's right,
or in the World Series, you would be at the game. You wouldn't be out. Even as much fun as Lizzo could be, Charles Barkley could be drinking beer in the parking lot with you, you'd want to watch the Mets.
That's true. Yeah, I wouldn't leave Citi Field to go back to a tailgate. I would want to be inside Citi Field
because you cared about that action.
Yeah, but like in Ole Miss, Alabama, I didn't really care. I just wanted I just want to have a good time, and I was going to have a better time in the Grove than inside the stadium. Man, I hope Lizzo and Charles Barkley don't
have to work on my swimming. I'm going to go do some laps here.
Yeah, you need to improve your strength, your core strength, and you need to improve your heart.
Okay, thank you, GP.
All right, I'll see you.
And your phone.
You got a lot to work on. He's got a lot to work on, Bennett.
I knew it wasn't my fault.
He's got a lot to work on.
Y'all try to blame it on me. I could tell.
I wasn't going to blame it on you.
I knew it was his phone.
It's always his phone. I default to it's his phone. I blame things that ain't even got anything to do with his phone on his phone. They messed up my order at Chick-fil-A. It's probably Jeff's phone's
Jeff's
fault.
Jeff's phone, that's right. Oh, man.
I did have a problem at Chick-fil-A earlier today.
You did?
Not a real problem.
That's rare.
It is rare because they're unbelievable.
They're on point, always.
I went up to the nice little woman working the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me for my name. I gave it to her. I was honest with her. I gave her my real name. And then she said, can I take your order? Tell me what you would do if I said this. I said, I'd like a spicy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese. I'd like some Chick-fil-A sauce and a Coke Zero. What would you type into your little iPad there?
That.
She gave me the meal.
Oh, you didn't want the fries?
I don't want the fries. If I wanted the fries, I would have said, give me the meal.
Okay, but in fairness, I'm pretty sure that you're paying the exact same price.
I don't care. I don't want them.
Bring them to me. I'll eat them.
They're in the garbage in there.
No, I'm not eating them now. But I'm saying, like, just give them to somebody else. You're paying the same price.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing with me.
I know what you're saying. You don't want to eat them because you'll eat them if they give them to you.
I'm not disciplined enough to not eat them. That's why I had to throw them away. I'm not disciplined enough to not eat them. So I don't even want them. Because
it's
I can't
not enough food, man.
Because I can't say no to them.
Why don't you get, like, the fruit cup?
Why don't you get a fruit cup? I'm four?
Get you a fruit cup instead of the fries.
I get a
you
fruit
can substitute.
Cup. Only nerds get fruit cups.
I know. Fruit cups are for nerds. That's true.
Fruit cups are for nerds.
They are.
That's been well established over the years.
Yeah.
Fruit cups are for nerds. I'm not trying to get a fruit cup. I just want a sandwich and a soda. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't need the fries. I can't say no to them. Because even if I can throw them away when I get here, I'm still got, I got a 7-minute drive back here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I'm doing in those 7 minutes?
Eating the fries.
Eating those fries.
I know, dude. Somebody brought Gibson's Donuts up here yesterday, and like it was just a full box just sitting out all day. I had three of them.
I had one bite of one.
I just kept walking past them all day, and I just grabbed one.
I walked past them on my way out of here yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to peek in there. I hope there's nothing in there, but maybe there is.
You want to hear it even worse?
There was
three of them left at the end of the day when I left. I took them home.
Well, there was four then because I took one out and I took a bite.
And he threw it in the trash.
And threw the rest away. I just wanted to taste it.
You just wanted the feeling.
I just wanted to taste it. I didn't need to taste it twice. I didn't need to taste it twice. I just needed to taste it
so
once.
So good.
A lot of challenges out there.
It really
is. In the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Temptation.
The temptation everywhere.
Yep.
That's why it's best to just stay home. Don't ever get fries.
No.
Otherwise, you're opening yourself up to all sorts of problems, you know?
Yeah.
Just stay home and don't ever get fries.
That's right.
That's good advice. It's good life advice. Just stay home and don't ever get fries. Start NFL Week 4 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. And tonight's game should be a blast. Dolphins-Bengals. Got two former SEC quarterbacks, both of whom won national championships in college. You can go Tua Tagovailoa's over passing yards, Joe Burrow's over passing yards, over 47.5 total points. That's the same game parlay built for a shootout. You could play that with me or you can build your own. You can choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night tonight with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code GARY if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you got. Make every moment more with FanDuel. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older in President, Tennessee. 3-plus legs and minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The Jeff Calkins Show.
The IARP's decision on the University of Memphis.
It is a rout. Ladies and gentlemen,
if you are the University of Memphis, you can go ahead and pop champagne.
Champagne all around, ladies and gentlemen! Hey, can we call up that Tyler Harris? Do we still have the Tyler Harris sounder? I think it's appropriate.
KJZ, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, Gary Parrish. All the names, all the games. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Heisaw means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, he can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can also offer you an instant cash offer. And remember, Josh has flexible fees, no upfront cost, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home. It's the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach him at 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshheisaw.com or Google Josh Heisaw team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshheisaw.com.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
75 months at 4.5% APR, 3,500 down Cherokee, ND5 22552, MSRP 38,785, Ram NS17135, MSRP 39745, includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
Thanks for the coffee.
No problem. With my cash rewards card from Navy Federal Credit Union, I get up to 1.75% cash back.
Isn't it 1.5%?
Now it's up to 1.75%.
That's bigger!
And better! I bought these scones with my cash back! I love scones! Me too! Scones for everyone!
When you sign up for direct deposit, you can earn up to 1.75% cash back with the Cash Rewards Card. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a Samsung bespoke laundry set washing and drying a full load in under an hour, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. Save up to $1,052 on a new Samsung bespoke laundry set at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid September 29th through October 19th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Chris Cuomo is back with a new show on a new network. Cuomo premieres on News Nation Monday, October 3rd at 8, 7 Central. To find News Nation on your television provider, go to newsnationnow.com/join us.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one at Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out.
College football news reported earlier today. Chris Lowe, ESPN senior writer, reported that all-SEC receiver Cedric Tillman from Tennessee had, quote, tightrope surgery on his left ankle earlier this week with the hopes of not being out an extended period of time. So that's good news if you're a Tennessee fan, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you don't like surgeries on wide receivers in the middle of the season. That goes without saying, but if that suggests that he can be back on the field earlier than otherwise, well, that could go a long way in Tennessee trying to have its first 10-win season in a long, long time. Start NFL Week 4 tonight, off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. That's America's number one sports book. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't hit tonight during that Dolphins-Bengals game Thursday night football. You could, like I told you, take Tua Tagovailoa over passing yards. Joe Burrow's over passing yards and over 47.5 total points. That would be a same-game parlay. Perfect. If we're going to get into a shootout tonight, you can use that one. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL tonight with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Gary if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel. That's an official sports betting partner of the NFL Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be at least 21 years old and President Tennessee. Three-plus legs and minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, the players, the team. The grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is full of big city dealers just treating you like another number. Why buy from someone who doesn't remember your name after the sale? My name is Justin Nguyen. I'm the general manager of Red River Ford Toyota, and we are here to serve you. We are located in Nguyen, Arkansas. That's just a 45-minute drive across the river. If you don't want to make that drive, don't worry about it. Sit back and relax on the couch while we deliver your vehicle to you. Give us a call at 870-238-7770 or visit us our website at redriver4toyota.com.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Long Shot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
$650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842. MSRP 27955 includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's forhims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Barbecue All-Stars Superstore is down in South Haven. 12,000 square feet of grill, smoker, sauces, seasonings. Anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. If you haven't been there yet, you got to get by there. Need a new Big Green Egg, Primo Grill, Grill Island, or Drum Smoker? It's all available at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore, which is located at 875 Goodman Road in South Haven Commons. You can reach them by phone if you need to, 662-510-5690. And they're on the web at thebbqallstars.com. That's thebbqallstars.com. Right now, check this out. If you buy select grills or smokers, you will get a Grill IMAX meat thermometer for free. And that costs more than $100 independently, but you can get it for zero additional dollars if you buy select grills or smokers right now at the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore in South Haven. 662-510-5690. That's the number. 662-510-5690. It's 875 Goodman Road in South Haven Commons on the web. TheBBQAllStars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. But I think the most important thing is that, first off, Lizzo and Charles Barkley probably don't need to be in a car together. Period. Just stop there. But especially not in the middle of flooding during a hurricane. In the presence of Jeff Calkins, because he made it pretty clear. He's not trying to save either one of them.
He's not trying to save them.
He won't. Does that make him less of a hero? Would you try to save Lizzo and Charles Barkley?
Of course.
You would try.
Are you kidding me?
Would you try
two icons.
I'm being serious here for a second. And I'll probably go back to being not serious very quickly, but do you have it in you to be heroic? Like, if you saw something awful happening, but it ain't got nothing to do with you, and you don't know the people involved, would you still be heroic enough, courageous enough to step in, even if it meant actually risking your own life?
I'd like to think so, yes.
See, I know I probably wouldn't.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
You know what my fear is? I mean, I have a bunch of them. But, like, a fear is, like, I'm at a gas station, and I witness a domestic dispute between two people. And my instincts are, I need to go step in. But, like, you also could get killed if you step in. What do you do there?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Like, wouldn't you feel ridiculous if you went and stepped in and said, hey, man, get your hands off that woman. And he said, okay, boom,
shoot,
now you're dead.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's all, you got a lot of hard decisions to make in life.
I think I'd still just try to defuse it, yeah.
Well, then, I hope you encounter that situation before I do. That's what I guess that's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
It's Thursday Night Football.
Yes, it is.
Dolphins-Bengals. It's on Amazon Prime Video. We're doing it at Paycor Stadium. They didn't name this place Paycor Stadium?
Yeah, that's weird. I thought it was Paul Brown.
I can't keep up. They change the names of these things more than Kylie Jenner changes the name of her kids.
Yeah, I don't like Paycor.
Paycor Stadium. What does Paycor even do, you think?
I've been to Paycor, by the way, when it was Paul Brown. It's fine. It's a decent stadium.
It's a decent stadium.
Yeah.
Dolphins-Bengals. Miami's 3-0. Cincinnati 1-2 after a Super Bowl appearance. Tonight, Bengals. -4, totals 49. What you thinking?
Man, everyone's on the Bengals. And they haven't looked great. They looked good last week against the crappy Jets. I think I'll reluctantly go Bengals at home. Yeah. My good friend's a Bengals fan. I'll go Bengals. Tua got banged up last week. And they were in the Super Bowl last year, man.
Sharp money is on Cincinnati, according to the Action Network.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Bengals on FanDuel tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Big Ben, good for you.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in So Help Me Todd?
Sure.
Meticulous and calculating attorney Margaret Wright hires her talented but laid-back son, Todd, as her firm's in-house investigator after he helps with a case.
Who's in it? What's it on?
Skylar Astin and Marcia Gay Harden.
Okay, what channel can I watch it on?
America's Most Watched Network.
Oh, dude, I can't get into this kind of stuff.
CBS at 8 o'clock.
I know, but it's like, come on. This isn't going to catch on.
This is America's Most Watched Network.
I know it is, GP, but even you don't watch shows like that on CBS.
I don't.
No.
But don't tell anybody that.
Okay, yeah, between us.
Between us.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Ross Dellinger had that story at SI.com about, you know, the conference commissioners meeting in Chicago over a two-day period this week to further discuss the 12-team playoff. All the details are in there if you are interested and haven't seen it yet. Go check that out, SI.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, it'll be Friday. Look back at Thursday Night Football. Look ahead to a massive Mets-Braves series. And a busy weekend of college football. I'm looking forward to it already, Big Ben Bennett.
Me too.
Can't wait. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Please be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20¢ excess mileage, zero security deposit, Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Attention Kroger shoppers. We need to stay up to date with all our vaccines. Good thing there's a pharmacy right in our stores where licensed pharmacists have given more than 11 million COVID-19 vaccines. Protect yourself and your family against the seasonal flu at Kroger Health. Availability vary by location, age, and other...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.